Chapter 4. A victim of God may, through learning adaption, become a partner of God. A victim of God may, through forethought and planning, become a shaper of God. Or a victim of God may, through short-sightedness and fear, remain God's victim, God's plaything, God's prey. Earthseed, The Books of the Living. Saturday, February 1st, 2025. We had a fire today. People worry so much about fire, but little kids will play with it if they can. We were lucky with this fire. Amy Dunn, 3 years old, managed to start it in her family's garage. Once the fire began to crawl up the wall, Amy got scared and ran into the house. She knew she had done something bad, so she didn't tell anyone. She hid under her grandmother's bed. Out back, the dry wood of the garage burned fast and hot. Robin Balter saw the smoke and rang the emergency bell on the island in our street. Robin's only 10, but she's a bright little kid, one of my stepmother's star students. She keeps her head. If she hadn't alerted people as soon as she saw the smoke, the fire could have spread. I heard the bell and ran out like everyone else to see what was wrong. The Dunns live across the street from us, so I couldn't miss the smoke. The fire plan worked the way it was supposed to. The adult men and women put the fire out with garden hoses, shovels, wet towels, and blankets. Those without hoses beat at the edges of the fire and smothered them with dirt. Kids my age helped out where we were needed and put out any new fires started by flying embers. We brought buckets to fill with water and shovels, blankets, and towels of our own. There were a lot of us, and we kept our eyes open. The very old people watched the little kids and kept them out of the way and out of trouble. No one missed Amy. No one had seen her in the Dunn backyard, so no one thought about her. Her grandmother found her much later and got the truth out of her. The garage was a total loss. Edwin Dunn salvaged some of his...